I would kiss him right on the smack.
Oh, I would even of him dead in the grave. I'd
Yes.
even go right
Matter of
ahead.
fact, let's just go dig him up and kiss him
I would
right
plant
on
one
his
right on him.
decayed lips.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
I see your crown.
I went to Party City and got this today.
Aren't you special?
I didn't have, I almost got one that said mom to be in the little, it was in the like baby shower section.
Yes, there
it
you
was the
go.
one, it was the one I liked the best. It was silver and it was cute. And then I looked real careful at it and it said mom to be. And I was like, well, I don't think anyone will see that. I probably could have got away with it, but.
And we are wearing our crowns today because this is episode 50. Welcome to menopause.
Wow, we went from like driving to like I remember when it was episode 16 and you're like, we can drive, and I like feel like we went from there to menopause real fast.
Yeah, that's right, we
real,
did.
That's how
it's kind of
that's
kind of
what
life, isn't it?
That's what happens.
I mean, everybody tells you you're gonna blink and it's like gone, and
yeah,
then one day it
you
it
blink
is.
And it's gone. Yeah. Well, hey everybody. As Joni said, she already got us in. It's our 50th episode, and we are celebrating. We have special celebratory attire. Joni has an awesome Goofy hat on. With Goofy is wearing her reader glasses on the top of her
yes.
head, and then his teeth are coming down on the front. And I've screenshot, so we'll definitely be posting on the social media about that. And then I have a beautiful blue sparkle crown and a little beverage.
I have an iced coffee while you have
I went
your
straight
libations.
For the wine. I'm celebrating. I'm having a party.
Let
so
me just tell
are.
You right now, if there were one person that I could just walk up and kiss right on the smacker today,
oh.
I would do it. But he's dead. But I would kiss him right on the lips.
Who?
And it would be with passion.
Who?
I'm telling you, passion. Willis Carrier, the inventor of the air conditioner.
Oh,
I would kiss him right on the smack.
Oh, I would even of him dead in the grave.
Yes.
I'd even go right
Matter
ahead.
Of fact, let's just go dig him up and kiss him.
I would plant
on
one
his
right on
decayed
him.
Lips.
Dude,
yes,
it is oppressively bad here.
Yes. So the whole nation, I think especially the middle of the nation,
yes,
is in like this heat bubble. It's like this high pressure system that is not moving. It is going to stay stationary
all week,
and it is yes,
it is oppressive. I mean, and the
yes.
thing is, of course, as we all know, and we know. Listen, I don't normally like to, you know, we go on about the weather because it's August, it's hot, but I mean, it is, and the humidity. I went out because I had to hit the grocery this morning.
It's like sucking in soup, isn't it?
It is. It's moist. Like, no lie. It was overcast. Like, our skies were gray. I think we're having some smoke issues from, I think there's some other smoke stuff coming our way, too.
Okay. Okay.
But it was gray. There was no sun.
Yeah.
And it was thick, and you couldn't barely see. I mean, of course, all our windows were, you know, fogged over. But it's a good one. And Avery got home, and she got out of her car, and she went,
okay. Yes. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. But you know what? But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody keeps screaming, you know, global warming. This is usually our August. We've been very fortunate down here to have a cooler August.
Yeah, I feel like
it's definitely
happened at times in the past. I mean, I definitely remember some summers at camp, working at camp.
Oh, yes.
In southern Missouri. And it got,
and big
when
heat
it would
waves
touch the hundreds,
and, yeah.
which was really bad. It was never
yes.
quite as humid, being kind of up on the bluff. I feel like we didn't kind of get at the humidity, but anyway, so here as good middle-aged women, we're just going to talk about the weather.
That's right.
But I'm telling you what, whoo, I was gonna, I had, so my kids are come, Avery got home. this afternoon. That's why we postponed a little later recording. Thank you very much. She rolled in. And then Thatch gets in tomorrow. So all of them are going to be here. They did that kind of accidentally. Like, it wasn't anything we planned. Thatcher was like, I think I'm going to come in this week. And Avery was like, yeah, I'm coming too. And we're like, oh. So amazing. And I had this fantasy of, or this thought of all three kids and myself going and having a little zoo day, a little zoo afternoon like we used to. Because we did that so much. And we all loved it. Yes. And we all love it.
The St. Louis Zoo is fantastic.
And it's such a good zoo. We do really enjoy going. So I was like, oh, that'd be fun. Let's take a couple hours in one of these days when everyone's done work. Because they're working too. Like, everyone's really busy. It's not like they're coming and just sitting. But I thought, well, we'll pop to the zoo. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Guess what I'm doing, because I've already paid for it and I'm doing it.
What?
My husband got me tickets to James Taylor for our anniversary.
Is it outside?
It is outside. And we are on the fourth row.
Oh, Joni, that's going to be so good.
It is going to be so good.
If he doesn't die, listen, if James Taylor doesn't pass out and die, he might pass out and die.
I would have to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I would have to do that.
But
I would save his life. But listen, I saw him one time. I was actually with Boogie and several people from Mississippi. And we saw him at Mud Island in Memphis in the fall. It was perfect.
Oh, that's delightful.
I'm telling you, it was perfect.
That's like ideal.
But we weren't on the fourth row. I mean, I am going to be like looking up his nose.
You are. You're going to get his spittle all over you. It's going to be amazing.
I won't wash my hands.
You won't wash your face. And I have to say, that is the best Ron Schenck present I think he's ever given you.
That's a great one.
I think it is. That was he really did it.
The painting of IP.
Oh, that was good too. Yeah, he's done some. Yeah, he's done some not so great ones, but then he's done some out of the park home runs. So good job. Well, you're going to, what day is that on?
It is Tuesday.
Okay.
By the time this airs, I'll have an update, but tomorrow.
Send me a picture. Don't be like those people that post like the whole concert clips on their stories.
That drives me ridiculously crazy. You've missed the whole thing.
And we don't want to see that. Maybe one. Like we're here, we're having fun. That's great. But the people that just post on their story clip after clip of the tiny little ant performer, you know, Taylor down there, the size of like a termite. We can't.
I don't need that.
Stop it.
Yeah.
But do take one and I would love to see your little viewpoint there. So, well, that's pretty exciting. I mean, otherwise, I'm trying to think. This weekend we had, it was my dad's 84th birthday on Sunday.
Oh,
so, and he is just a kickin'. He still works. He's an architect, a designer. So he's just runs all over town, does stuff, shop. He's just, I don't know where he gets the energy. So I pray that I get, those genes. So far I'm not real sure, but so it's his
you
birthday.
Haven't had those genes your entire life.
I don't know
life.
That I ever, right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I just turned on my little travel fan. Oh my gosh. Cause I'm flashing. So bad. Anyway, so we had a delightful day yesterday. He wanted to take, this is what my dad, for his birthday, he doesn't want a big thing for him. He wants to take us out to eat, like do something together, go to a music thing or go see something, you know, drive around and look at some neat building or place. So this year he took us to eat at the original Pancake House. There's a couple locations. We went to the one in Clayton and, it's amazing. Just the most pancakes, all the different kinds. It's one of the best breakfast places you can go. And so we did that. I had these, I took a picture, Joni. I was going to send it to you and I forgot. They had a seasonal thing of almond French toast. I know.
You know, I'm all about the almonds.
Listen, and it came out. And first of all, it was so many pieces. I ate one and a half of the pieces above about six pieces and gave a half to my dad. And so they're in the fridge. But these pieces of French toast, they're that thick French toast and they were coated on the top with sliced almonds. Like it wasn't just like a couple of almonds sprinkled. You know what I mean? Yes. Sometimes you get almond and it's like, oh, there's a couple almonds. The whole tops of all the pieces were like shingled in almonds and the cinnamon. Anyway, it was delightful. So we did that. And then we headed over to a one of the local churches here that was having an organ recital by a wonderful organist who no one I'd heard of, but she had been the organist there a long time ago. And they were kind of having a special organ recital. And so we went, Hudson and went with us too. So we went and did that and had lovely music and took some pictures outside in the beautiful, in the heat, almost died, but took some pictures of Dad and all that. So we just had a real good day. And then we're going to get together later this week with the kids being home and have a little dinner here. All but right. It was very nice. And then yesterday was the first day of the 1,000,001 degrees. So it's fine.
Yesterday wasn't bad here. It's not too terribly bad here. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, summer in the South, but it was, I think the rest of the week it's going to get.
Yeah. Cause it was bad here. So it's going to get, when we left the concert, it was 101 at 5 o'clock at night. It's stupid. Okay. We know everyone's hot. We're sorry. We're sorry to bore you. I know all of you that are in Texas and stuff are like, whatever. I understand. But anyway, back to our 50th. Our 50th episode. Uh-huh. I'm pretty excited about that we've done 50 episodes. I'm not going to lie.
We've done this for a year. I mean, just from talking about the inception of this, you know, laying in the pool of our kids are leaving and we should do something
to have purpose in our lives.
You know, a podcast, what are we going to talk about? I don't know.
That's true.
I mean, it is.
Literally, then, that's how it started. Then,
yeah. Mm. And we've kept doing it for a whole year.
We have. And there's not a lot of things I'll do for a whole year.
No. So. Talking to me, though. Hey.
Yeah. So what we thought we would do, and then we'll finish catching up a little bit. But what we thought for our 50th episode, for all of our wonderful listeners, we are going to do a giveaway. So hang on. I need to cough.
We are going to give away all kinds of stuff. Well, not all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
You're going to give away something.
I changed what I'm given. So oh, I changed.
Okay. I'm given something.
Exactly. Joni's going to give a prize and I'm going to mail a prize to the winner of our giveaway celebrating our 50th episode. So to enter the giveaway, it's pretty simple. You need to be following us on social media, either Facebook or Instagram. Doesn't matter which one. Whichever one you like, follow us there. And then when this comes out, this will come out this episode on Thursday, the
24th.
Okay, 24th. and I'll do a post and then you'll see it. It'll be the giveaway 50th, episode giveaway post. You'll see it. And then you're going to comment by tagging and tag a friend. Tag someone that you think would love us or at least tolerate us. You know, someone that might tolerate us is fine. If they might love us, that's probably better. But we're not picky. We don't care.
Nope.
Just tag that in the comment. And every comment will be an entry. So don't like put all your tags in one comment. I mean, you can, but if you want to comment more than once with a tag, it's unlimited entries on that. So as long as you're a real person and you're not one of these, Gordon-711, like
you can
stop
get
it.
Ray-Bans for $7.
Yeah, no, okay. Stop it. We'll promote here. Stop it. You're not in the contest. And I have to say our family members can't win either, which takes out like half of our... listeners, maybe. I don't even know that.
I know. So yeah, no, mine quit listening. I think
mine are kind of catching up because they're like, all of a sudden they're like, hey, I heard you talk about blah blah blah, and I'm like, that was 5 episodes ago.
Yep.
So we will know. You got to be a real person, and that's really it. You enter that way, and then all entries have to be in by Wednesday, August 30th, because then, and like I said, each comment with a tag of someone will count. And then the winner will be chosen on Thursday, August 31st, and we'll announce it on social media that day and then contact the winner that day as well, because we'll run it through the little contest picking software thing.
Now, are we going to say what we're going to give?
Yeah. We got to tell them the prizes because otherwise, well, go ahead, Joni. What are you going to send the winner?
I am going to send you some Hitman bacon that I have been talking and talking and talking about.
Y'all, you can get some Hitman bacon.
Hitman rosemary garlic bacon.
Oh,
as long as they don't run out.
Well, if it's not that, you'll do another flavor.
I'll find another flavor.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's all good for sure. And I decided that I think I'm going to send the winner the makeup case that I talked about that I loved with the light up big old mirror in there and the sections. Uh-huh. And I'm going to send that. I was thinking about doing something else, that some jewelry that I make, but not everyone likes big earrings. And I think this will be more universal. This will be more universal. Everybody needs a case, and I love this case, and you're going to love it. So you'll get a nice travel makeup case from me, and Cornbread's going to send you some bacon.
Gourmet bacon.
Y'all, this is a fantastic giveaway. You got to tell your friends to follow us and tag somebody. Like, even if they never listened and they want to win something, they can get in. That's all right. We're not proud. So we'll do that. We'll contact the winner.
Okay.
And then the winner will DM too, or the winner will have to DM us their address. So
their address, yes.
Right, because we will just ship it right on to you. Mm-hmm. So our celebration is being shared with you.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Boop, 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 boop. All right.
Boop, boop. Okay, I'm supposed to ask you about voicemail. Joni has told me to ask her about voicemail.
So one of the reasons we started this podcast is because you have said over the years, you got to write this down. Mm-hmm. You got to, because the craziest mess happens to me. And you're like, that's not normal. I mean, I'm like, yeah, that's just normal. Okay. So the other day I'm leaving, we've hit Friday night lights and I'm leaving the ball game. And this man pulls up and I'm by myself. This man pulls up beside me at the stoplight and he's like waving me down. And I'm like, and I rolled down my window. Normally I wouldn't, but then I thought, well, something may be wrong with my car. Something.
That's how they get you, Joni.
I know. Rolled down my window. Don't know him. Never seen this guy before in my life. And Joni, he said, how was the ball game? I went, we're winning, but it's not over. And I roll my window up real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so freaky, and he's still trying to talk to me. I'm like, no, not doing this. Mm-mm. But then, now this is going to take some time, Holly. I am going to play this voicemail that I get on Sunday. Now, I'm not saying that it's him.
Oh, it's exposed.
No, it's not him, but I don't know. I just don't know. Hang on. Now, this is going to take me. You can talk because this is going to take me.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right. That's fine.
While I pull this up.
You don't think it's this person, but I'm thinking you don't know. We don't know. Is it, hopefully it's not, do we need to give a Lily warning or a child warning on this?
No, I don't think so. Okay. So here's the deal. And I'm just going to, well, we can talk as it's playing because there's going to be some time there, but I'm at church. I'm sitting in church and my phone, I mean, I've got it on silent, but I'm sitting there with my, you know, I've got my Bible app open and my phone goes off. I'm like, I don't know this number. Anyway, I get home and I play the voicemail and I think I've done this.
Call me if you would.
Oh my God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
What is happening?
Wait, it's going to go on. Call me if you would in Jesus' name. Listen.
Oh, Joni.
Hang on.
One call.
What?
Hang on.
Did he burp?
No. Well, maybe.
Yeah. Oh. That's so scary, Joni.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's happening?
Got no.
Oh gosh, this is so bad. This is riveting entertainment, guys.
Just wait.
I'm not taking the mark of the beast and cut my head off.
Okay, that's it.
We don't have to listen. Wait. Oh no. Mm. Oh. He's not taking the mark of the beast.
He's not, and not cutting his head off.
You're leading and I will follow.
Oh, you lead and I'll follow. Okay.
Okay.
Good night, buddy.
So that was at...
Oh, gosh. Y'all, listen. I know no one could hear.
Hang on. That was at 10:59. And then at 11:11... Hang on.
He did not call back.
Yeah, call back.
Caden's son called me. I love y'all. Bye.
But then...
I hope he's okay.
Okay. So here's what we did. Because Ron is like, I don't know. You think he needs help? Do you think...
he's still going.
I don't know.
It's not funny. He doesn't know how to hang up the phone.
We've got a friend who's over like the 911 department.
Of course you do.
And welcome to Small Town America. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we call Super Dave is what we call him. We call Super Dave and said, hey, not sure what to do here. And I don't know if this guy needs help or whatever. So anyway, he says, well, give me the number. Let me investigate. We'll see. Because I said, I don't want to call him.
Right.
I'm not, I don't want to call him.
Right.
He said, Joni, it would not surprise me at all if this was just a spoof. And I said, what? Anyway, spoof. I said, it sounds real. The whole thing just sounds like, you know, somebody in trouble. And he said, so he calls me or calls Ron later. Well, the number is a burner phone. That's where this call came from. So
it didn't sound necessarily like in trouble, but like he sounds like he's hopped up on something. Well,
and that's what he said, but you know, and so Super Dave said, but they're just waiting to, you know, for you to say something.
Yeah.
And they can, these AI can piece together. And
that's been going on for a long time.
And I looked at Ron, I said, hello, podcast. Somebody can call and make us say whatever we want to say.
Holly. Joni, don't give people the idea.
I'm just saying.
You know what, at this point, what good is it going to do you? I ain't got nothing for you to take. So go ahead. That's like I always told you about the people. Remember when there was that rash of people putting cameras up bathroom stalls and filming women going to the bathroom? And I was like, you know what? Just go ahead.
Want to see that? Go.
Like, I don't even know what to do about that. But I can't worry about that. I can't worry about that. No, don't do that. I don't mean it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the story? Oh my gosh, this was so funny. We were driving.
Tell me, in Jesus' name.
I'm glad he didn't take the mark of the beast. That is good. And you know what? Maybe this happened because of the Whore of Babylon platter. We were talking. We've opened some kind of thing. We need
You opened a portal. You need to shut that dough.
We need to
shut the dough. Keep out the devil.
We need to pray over that.
Keep the devil in the night.
Yeah. Anyway, Tim and Avery and I were driving somewhere. Down, I know we were going down 55, so I don't know, that would be to me, that could have been going to see Thatcher in Nashville because we would take the back way sometimes. So whatever, but I'm pretty sure it was just the three of us. And we always stop at this one little, nice little gas station stop to use the bathroom. It's, oh my gosh, did you, your hair?
Nothing. Fun.
Your hair looks cute today, by the way. It's all cute. Anyway, so we stopped at this little gas station where we stop I think it's Fruitland, Jackson, down 55.
Yeah.
It's like a good amount of time. Anyway, we stop. And it's just little bathrooms are always clean and nice, but just like three little stalls in the women. So Avery and I go in, and I go in the middle one. Avery goes in the one on the far right. And doors are shut. Next thing I know, someone else comes in and for whatever reason, I could see. So they were in the stall next to me and I could see the shoes, you know, just, I wasn't really looking, but it was high enough. I mean, I looked, obviously. I do like to look because I like to keep track of y'all. Because listen, mama don't play. I'm going to see your shoes and I'm going to know.
Did you tap the shoe underneath the stall?
No, I didn't tap the shoe. Shut up. I look over there, Joni, and it's a pair of like big old like work boots, kind of like boots. Mm-hmm. And those boots didn't turn around to sit on those boots faced forward towards the potty. And
did you start screaming from the stall? No, sir. No, sir.
No, because I thought, of course, you know, my daughter's in the next. And honestly, in my mind, I'm like, this person has just walked in the wrong bathroom and bless their heart. Because, you know, can you imagine? But also on the other hand, I've got my baby girl Sig 380 in my purse. So I'm not going to lie that he wasn't going to mess with us. So I don't have to worry. But I'm ready. I'm sitting there going, and I'm in my head, I'm going, does Avery know what's going on? Because I don't want her to come out of the bathroom. I'm just like, I want her to stay in the stall, you know? Anyway, he turns around. That was the funniest thing was the feet stayed facing the potty. And I'm like, oh, this ain't right. That ain't right.
Anyway. Something is wrong.
He gets done, flushes, goes out, washes his hands. Meanwhile, I'm staying. And meanwhile, I'm still like, Avery needs to stay. And she did. Because I didn't know if she knew. And somehow she did. I don't know if she saw. I don't know how she knew. But she came out. We got out. And she went. She looked at me like, Mom. I'm like, I know. I said, I know. I said, you did the right thing. Just, you know, hang tight. Bless. And again, you know, you never know in this world. Like I said, I am prepared. So let that be a message to all the women out there. You can do something to be prepared for this kind of shenanigans. Turns out, of course, bless his heart, we get out of the bathroom. Tim is out there waiting for us. And we get out. And this guy's friends see him come out and go, well, you went in the wrong. You went in the ladies' room.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, oh, and he was so embarrassed. So we just kind of like, you know.
That's hilarious.
I didn't want to embarrass him. Of course, I'll embarrass you if you're – listen – we don't need to be polite to people.
Have you walked in the men's room by accident?
I have as a kid, like as a younger person, as a kid
I have
or something.
A few times, and it had to register with me. Like I opened the door, I'm like, why are there urinals in the women's bathroom?
Why are these in the women's bathroom? Because you really, your brain is not, and this bathroom was just a regular, I mean, there's a sink, there's three stalls, like, you know. He just went in the wrong door and his friend, whoever was out there was like, you went in the women's room. And he was like, oh no. And I was like, so nobody got shot. Everything was fine. So, but that reminded me of that what you said. So, you also, oh no, you already talked about what you're doing Tuesday. That's what you're doing Tuesday. So I was supposed to ask you about it and you already talked about it.
And I already said it.
Okay. So I know we talked the other day a little bit about, as it's back to school time is coming. And I don't know if you know, but all my, all the Instagram is filled with all the kids getting dropped off at college and moving in. Yes. And it's such a bittersweet thing to see. Cause it's like, I'm so glad I'm not having to do that, but yet like, or not for the first time, you know what I mean? Especially first time, but it's so sweet to see all these kids and parents and all the, you know, welcome stuff. So we were talking about like maybe just one little piece of advice or anything that you might want to give. We'll each kind of just say a little, what's your advice for, you know, parents of first time kids or even sophomore kids moving in or the kids themselves? What do you have words of wisdom?
For first day, here's my words of wisdom. Go to Walmart at home. Do not wait till you get to college town.
Oh,
and go to Walmart on move-in day.
Okay.
I mean, you talk about seeing, you know, Satan in the middle of, I mean,
the mark of the beast and all over that Target or that Walmart
beast. Don't take it. Don't take go the there. I mean, y'all, Walmart on move-in days in your college towns are just crazy, especially if your child goes to like a small town school like Mississippi State.
Okay.
It's a huge school,
but in a small
college town.
Yep.
Yeah. Same thing with Ole Miss.
It wasn't bad in Nashville because it's Nashville.
And because it's Nashville.
You've and there's got places close, the closer ones for sure. And even like Chattanooga.
When there's like one Walmart
in
your town and you're moving in.
And there's no Target.
You've
and there's
gotta
no.
Remember, yeah, you got to remember that the population goes from, 10,000 to 60,000 real quick.
Yeah.
And so, don't, go before you leave home.
That's good. Cause see, we always did the but it's because we live far away too. And to pack all that stuff is so people that are coming from far.
Well, but it's harder to, command strips.
Yeah.
Get your command strips, your things that you're going to want. Command strips.
Right.
Even, shower curtain rod.
Yeah.
Things that you're going to have the next day, toilet paper. First time we moved Caleb in and we drove from Savannah to Starkville, and y'all, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And I got in that dorm room. There wasn't an ounce of toilet. I guess I was thinking that it was going to be, hotel or so. I don't know.
No, that's a good piece of advice. Yeah. That's an excellent piece of advice for parents moving in, especially the first time or any dorm, because you get in up into that dorm. And there's not going to be maybe anything. So for sure, have a roll in your bag, mom, that you're taking in. Cause also that toilet paper, who knows what bin that's been packed in or if you haven't gotten it yet and you're like, there's none. You want that. You will probably want a fan, but if that seems obvious, get that fan where you can get it out and going. And then I think I remember last year saying too, the doorstop is a real thing. Just a rubber doorstop, because those dorm doors do not stay open because for fire, as they should. So you're schlepping stuff in and out and that door has to be opened every time. And it'll just push you right over the edge. And also they can keep the door stopped because during open time, when they just want the door open, visiting hours or whatever, that it's nice to be able to have that. So yeah, that's very good. On that same note, I will say, one thing I thought of the other day was, I don't remember what I was listening to. I was listening to something or saw a post or something that made me think about this. This advice is for the student, for the college student, whether you're particularly the new freshman or new students, but it kind of could apply to all the undergrad years, sophomore maybe. But anyway, and my advice is, especially to the boys, I will say especially the boys, but there are some girls too. Let your mama buy the lamp that she wants to get you or the whatever, I don't know, the cushion or the trash can. And I'm not talking to you who have mamas that are go overboard and get you I'm not talking about those extra mamas that are have your whole thing decorated and you've got all the stuff and you because it's a dorm room, you really don't need a lot. Let's be honest. You've got roommates. You don't want to overbring. You do not want to overbring.
Because you're going to have to move it all out and you're not going to live in that place again.
You got to move it out. You're living with other people. You'd be surprised the lack of room, it just depends. And you can always get stuff later or buy some more later. The advice to the student of let her listen, especially if you're a freshman and your mom is saying, you guys are at that Walmart getting your stuff or at the Target, down there. And she says a little something about, what about this little, do you need a lamp or by your desk? Or do you need a, little thing like that? And you just say, no, mom, especially you boys. No, I'm good. No. What about this little pillow? Let her have something to get you. Cause I'm just saying, just say yes to one or two little things. Don't be like no to everything, because I cannot tell you how much that's going to bless that little mama's heart to know that she got you that lamp. And then, and if it doesn't, again, I'm not talking about big, crazy stuff. I'm not talking about, if your mama's done all the things and you've got way too much.
Listen, but here's the thing. Your mama wants to know.
Yes.
That you are comfortable and that you are well taken care of.
And that you have what you need. It's just a thing. That you can see to do your work. She doesn't need to know you're never going to do your work at that desk. She doesn't need to know that. We don't need to know. I remember one thing that, because my daughter is, well, my boys, of course, they're like, nope. I mean, I had to go finally with Thatcher and pick out, they'll buy the sheets, but I had visions of us going and not that, just I thought, well, he might as well pick it out because I don't, it's fine, whatever he wants, it's fine. I wasn't going to make like a whole day of like, let's get our nails done and go shopping, but it was just going to be, you know, he can pick out what he wants. And I could never get him nailed down to do it. So finally I went and got the two sets of sheets and I picked his bedding and I picked a little, you know, real simple, no big deal.
Let me say this to you moms and boys too. They don't give a rip. They don't care. If you look at your son and say, do y'all need to pick out matching bedspreads?
Oh no, that doesn't happen at all. Even the girls, that doesn't always, but no.
So, they don't care. They don't care if the towels match the bath mat. They don't care. Here's the best thing you can do for them is bake them some cookies and send down there with them.
That's exactly right.
That's it. They don't care. And I'll be real honest. Let me say though this, say this though, y'all, it's freeing. When I hear all my parents of girls talking about, we had to get a headboard made and we're gonna make a trailer and we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do that. And we're going to have y'all, I'm going to tell you, you breeze in, you dump the stuff off and you leave.
Yeah.
And this year, my boys, I'm like, okay, do y'all need me to, you know, do you want us to go down? They moved in last Saturday. And they were like, no, we got it. We don't need you.
Yeah.
It's like, do you need me to carry anything down? Nah, we're good.
Yeah. You know, by the time they get to be that age and that thing too, and your boys are living together.
So that's two. They've got each other. But I'm here to tell you, on move-in day, Joni Shank laid up in the pool.
Amen. Yeah, seriously. But, you know, and along with that, it's all a balancing act and you have to figure it all out. But again, I kind of want to say to my boys that are listening to because there's so many college age freshman boys that are listening to us. That's like one of the biggest demographics, I'm sure, that we have for our podcast.
Right.
I mean, we are killing it with the 19, 18 year olds. But I will say that's a good example too of let your mama get those curtains and that tension rod and put it up in your little room. Just let her do it. I know you don't care. I know you don't. But first of all, I will say it will make you feel a little homey. It'll feel a little homey and your mama will just feel very good if she wants to do that. Not everyone does. And that's fine. But when she's sitting there telling you, hey, I'm going to pick up these little curtains and this rod and you're looking at her like, there's blinds. Just let her. Cause she's like Joni said, she wants it to sort of feel like home and you to have what you know, to be comfy. I will say the one thing I got Avery, cause my daughter's that way too. She, not as bad, but like anything, I mean, I'd be like, do you need this or do you want that? No, I'm good. She's pretty low. She grew up with brothers. So she's just not.
She's low super maintenance.
She really is. And we got cute things. We got a couple of neat botanical posters and we got stuff. I mean, when like we got her new bedding, you know, she picked all that out and everything. And then, but the funny thing was, is I, when we were getting her pillows for the back, first of all, I'm like, you have to have big pillows in the back of your pillows to make, that's her headboard. I mean, that's what I, you know,
right. Yeah.
Those big Euro. And she wanted those. Cause I'm like, you know, you just prop those against the wall and you're good to go. But then I got her I picked out just like a one square, smaller throw pillow to go on the front of her sleeping pillow. I didn't get her 15 pillows, but I wanted to get her this throw pillow. And she pushed back and she's like, I don't really need that, Mom. You know, I don't. And I said, honey, I'm getting the throw pillow for you. Was like, okay, Mom,
okay.
Put that in the cart. Well, let me tell you, I said, you will need it's just one little bit of, and it's not even cutesy, but it just was pretty. It was a nice texture. I said, it'll just make the bed look real nice. And I said, you'll be surprised. You'll use that pillow. And sure enough, a couple months later, whenever she's like, Mom, she said, I do use that pillow. You put it on your lap. You put your laptop on it. Mm-hmm. You put your book on it. You put it behind your. And she loved her throw pillow. And she
told me. Look how smart you are.
Look how smart I was that one time. So, yeah, I think that's. I think those are just good, you know, good just reminders of how it's going to go and not to, and let me, we will of course reiterate to you, as Joni already alluded to, first of all, when you move your freshmen in, they're very excited at that college, at that university. They have people outside jumping up and down, unloading your car. Thatcher's stuff was in his room before we even got into the dorm lobby, the freshman year at Belmont. Because it's all, you label it and all that, and they are hip and hype and happy.
Yeah, that didn't happen at Mississippi State.
They don't move you out at the end of the year.
No, they don't.
When you're cramming it and you're schlepping it up and down, all that stuff you bring in, you are 100% bringing out. Now, thank goodness Thatcher was actually ground floor that year, which was such a blessing.
Yeah.
And then also, you do know the next year, you know, once you hit sophomore, it's done. We saw all the parents of the sophomores and juniors schlepping stuff across campus, dads wheeling drawers. Listen, just know that. Just know that the honeymoon will be over and you will be.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. Nobody's excited.
Yep.
Nobody's jumping up and down. There's no balloons for your move in. It's over.
It's done.
It's done. Oh gosh, those were fun times though.
Hey, okay, are you ready for my top three? I think we're at 50 minutes.
What about your recipe?
Oh, my recipe.
Yeah, you don't have one.
I do too. I most certainly do. And it is a white chicken enchilada casserole.
Ooh.
It is good. Actually, one of my friends and mothers used to make this, Miss Lee. And it's fantastic. It is fantastic.
I love a white chicken, Mexican enchilada really thing.
Yeah. So you're going to, you know, melt your butter and dice a bunch of onions and saute those and then add your garlic to that and get that nice and browned. And then you come back in and you add sour cream and green chilies.
Oh, I love it.
And cream of mushroom soup.
Yep.
And then you're going to save about 3/4 of a cup of that and go and add. Once you do that, you're going to add shredded cheddar to that and your chicken. When I made this the other day, I just bought a rotisserie chicken because I wanted it fast and quick.
That's great. That's a great idea.
So actually I bought it on Saturday and shredded it in bowls so that I could just go in and add it on Sunday.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
Then, but if you have chicken broth, like if you cook your own chicken and you've got chicken broth, I always dip my tortillas down in that chicken broth because it keeps them moist when you bake them. You know, sometimes they can get.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And so I do
Just leftover chicken. A lot of times you have just like a leftover in the carton. Right. That would be great for that.
Yeah. And I just dip it in. I don't soak them. I don't leave them in there. I just, you know, dip them in. You don't want them falling apart. So with that, then you add your mixture to your tortilla, roll it up. You're going to get, depends on how big your tortillas are. You can get anywhere between, you know, 6 and 10 out of them. And put them in a greased 9x13. And then with the sauce that you kept, put it back in your pan and add a cup of milk. Stir that together real good. Pour it over the enchiladas and then top it with more shredded cheese.
Yum. Oh, that sounds
delicious.
And that'll feed a crowd. Like, I think that's when you could really get a bigger pan and like, or a couple and kind of feed a crowd. And that would be a crowd pleaser for sure. Mm. I have a similar recipe like that. That's just, it's a casserole. And you use like tortilla chips and you layer it and it's that and it's that flavor of that sauce you're talking about. That's so good.
That creamy.
It's so good.
It's just good. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that sounds delicious. Speaking of recipes though, we are making your peach chicken tomorrow night, Tuesday night.
Good. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I've got the stuff to make the peach chicken. So
I'm really excited. Let me reiterate, if you make it in a cast iron skillet, keep your heat. You know, make sure it doesn't get too hot.
I think I need to make it in my bigger pan, my regular bigger pan. Yeah. So I think I won't. Otherwise, you're right. Cause that sugar and stuff will start to
It really, cast iron just gets so hot and it holds its heat.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to control it sometimes.
That's a good tip. Cause if you're making a smaller batch, that would be good in there. Yeah. And actually I just went to the store this morning and I got, instead of the chicken breasts, I'm going to do the boneless chicken, skinless chicken thighs, just cause I thought my people love chicken thighs, and let's just be honest. They'd be cheaper.
It's cheaper. Yeah.
They're cheaper. And with that peach and the sugar, like I just thought that would be really,
really
good.
It will be really good.
Good. Yep. Oh, I'm excited. Right. I'm gonna let you know, but I'm sure it's gonna be delicious. All
right. Take a picture and put it on social media.
Oh yeah. I'll try to do that. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready for your. Okay.
All right, Sarah, take it away. Top three here.
Top three.
All right. Mud Pie is a company. Mud Pie has a warming, cooling dip server. And y'all know, so here I am, I'm about to start tailgate. And my biggest concern is keeping things warm and keeping it cold. And that can be very challenging in the South to keep things cool. So Mud Pie, it's a warming, cooling dip server. The other, I have my child bought me this salad bowl. I mean, like, personal salad bowl thing.
Oh.
And I get it, like, I made a salad this morning and I took it to work. Ooh. And it has, you can put all your greens and vegetables in the bottom, and it has a little tray that fits on top. And I put some of my shredded chicken from my rotisserie. Last week I had leftover steak, and so I sliced up my steak and you know, so I put that in one of the compartments, and then, you know, croutons so they don't get soggy. Then you could put cheese, you know, whatever you've got. And then in the middle is just this little bowl for your dressing. And so it doesn't sit there and, you know, wilt your lettuce or anything, because I've got a balsamic vinaigrette that I put on, and put the top on. And on the top, there is a fork, a little fork in there. And then it's all covered. And then it's covered so that your fork's not exposed. But yeah, so.
That's awesome. Do you just dump it all in and can you just kind of shake it?
And then
it?
You just, yeah.
Okay. That's, yeah, those salad containers like that, I've thought about getting some of those, even just to prep at home and just, you know, if it's prepped and you have it ready.
And it's ready. It's so much easier to eat healthy when you just grab it.
And you can
throw
your leftovers in there. Like you said, you have your leftover protein or meat or whatever, and you can just kind of build around that. That's a really, that's a good one.
And you can also, like, or if you wanted a taco salad, I mean, you could put your cold stuff in the bottom and keep your hot stuff on top, where you could microwave it really, you know, or, you know, whatever.
That's awesome.
Yep. Okay. And what else do I've got several here. I'm trying to decide what I want.
All right. Pick a good one.
Let's just go with this since we're coming into tailgate season. Crate and Barrel has an acrylic drink dispenser, which I really like because you can take, you know, so many of them. I've got some really nice crystal ones and glass ones, but I don't want to schlep that all the way down, you know, to Mississippi State, or even when I have to do the press box, I'm not taking all that, but this is a really nice acrylic. It's got a little wooden top on it, and it just, it looks really nice. So
that's very nice. Yeah. Yep. It's not as good as that cooler that you need to get me.
Which one? The remember air conditioning?
No, the cooler where you can mix your whole beverage in the side and dispense it out.
Yes.
You do need that for your tailgating.
I do need that. And for content, for designer cornbread content. No, there's also, I've seen a cooler that is an air conditioner. And
an air conditioner or refrigerator?
No,
because I have one that's a refrigerator. Are you serious?
Air conditioner. I mean, you put all your stuff in there, put the ice on it, and then it has this little thing, and it blows the air and out, has this thing that you can hold on your face, and
that is brilliant, because just that air going over that ice would be okay. Those are awesome. Those are really good ones.
Thank you.
I have to say, I'm getting a little excited. This is our last week without any college football, so this starts up slowly this next week, and I'm
excited. Are you psyched?
I am psyched. I've ordered a new sweatshirt. I'm ready. It says, I saw that Instagram has been getting me. I ordered just a gray sweatshirt, and you probably have seen it on there, but it just says, in big block letters, it just says, sorry, can't football. Bye.
Yeah. I have a shirt that says, sorry for what I said to you during the game or foot, you know, so I don't too. Know.
See, I love it. I'm just like, I needed a new comfy, just, you know, football. Yeah. So we're getting very excited.
I right am. Now, I did. Like, well, I watched the Vikings and the Titans preseason game the other day. Did you? So yeah,
it's too hot for them to really play. Well, good Lord.
And here's the thing. I talk about tailgating. My boys looked at me and said, Mom, I'm not sure we want to tailgate Labor Day weekend. I think we're coming home. I said, okay.
Perfect. Tailgate in your little.
We'll watch it from the pool.
Inside your house if you're right. Because it's too hot. And when it's hot.
Mississippi State has like their first three home games. The first three games are at home. And it's 120 degrees in the stadium. And it's just miserable.
So, I don't know how those boys play out there in the band and everything. I don't know how they do it.
No, they don't.
But all right. Well, we will have lots more football content, I'm sure. The thing that, just real quick, that I love, as we're seeing all these clips of practice. Did you see the clips of them throwing the hay bales, the straw bales, the Mississippi State? And they went to this farm and they were throwing. I was like, you got to love an ag school, guys. You got to love it. They took them out and they were playing with horses. Anyway, that was so cute. But all these clips, and they're showing, of course, all these clips from past last year, because I guess there's a bunch of awards that people are up for too. You know.
Here's what's going on is they are doing the throwback logo from when they went to the state championship.
That's what I,
the old, and they keep calling it the old logo. And I'm like, that was my logo.
You're like, that hurts a little. That hurts me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, that hurts a little bit. I will
say state championship, not state championship.
You did say state championship and it was real cute, but we all understood.
Y'all know.
We know. Well, they showed a clip the other day. I know you guys, I'm so ready for this, but they showed a clip. They were showing lots of Dak Prescott, clips and all that. And whatever season when he did, they wore those gold helmets, Joni.
Yeah.
And the gold numbers and words on there. I have never seen that. And I commented, I'm like, you need to bring back these gold helmets for like the Egg Bowl game or something. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to bring those back.
Bring it home.
Because that made me happy. But all of it is to say, the best part is watching all these clips of these great plays and all this stuff that happened like last year or whenever. And just when you're at the beginning of the new season and it's like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, we don't know what great plays are going to happen. Like, who are going to be the standout players and like the ones you don't suspect that rise to the occasion. And we just, all of that is ahead of us. And it makes me really happy.
Well, my granddaddy had a just a great quote that I say all the time. He said, if you leave before the final buzzer sounds, you may very well miss the best play of the game.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter. Right. I mean, I've stayed where we were losing, you know, miserably.
Yeah.
But even then, even in a loss, when there is just a good play, I mean, one of those miracle catches.
Yes.
And that's worth seeing. That is worth watching.
You're right. Yeah. And that's what makes me excited, because we're just, like I said, we're at the beginning now and we don't know. It's like when you start a movie and you're seeing the beginning and you're just like, ooh, what's gonna, you know, we don't know all the storylines and all the things that are going to happen. And it's going to be fun. It makes me happy. Okay.
So
sorry.
Here we go.
We're ready. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being here for episodes.
And remember, go like us on social media this week and
do it now.
Win some prizes.
Yes, go do it now before you forget, because you do have to follow us.
Yeah.
So click the subscribe or follow, whatever it is and it can be Instagram or Facebook, either one, whatever you want to do is fine. And then when the post goes up for the giveaway, make sure you're tagging people and we will pick a winner. You guys, we appreciate you very much. We appreciate knowing you're out there and getting to just share life. And season two starts, I guess, next week.
Next week.
We'll call it season two. I don't know if it really seasons, whatever, but the next 50.
The next 50. 50 on 50. I don't know.
I may wear this crown every episode because I think it's really cute and sparkly.
Definitely wear it tonight to dinner.
Okay.
The hat came off already for me. So anyway, y'all have a great week.
Yes. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
The volume up on the board pushed all the sliders up. I bet I turned one of the sliders down.
What? They look like they always do. Holly, say something now.
Hello, this is Holly.
Okay.
Just see what comes up.
Okay. I can hear you now, but I'm going to pull it down. Yeah, hang on. Okay. Say it now.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yep. Hang on. Okay.
Hello, this is Holly.
Okay, again.
You good? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Again.
Joni. Well, hello. No.
Okay, that's it. That's it. I got it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Good job, Joni. Good job, Optimus Media.
Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye. Bye.